Now that it's 17, it's like 9 o'clock in the morning. Let's do this shit.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the T-Mongers Podcast for episode 101. We have one Juan here, who's not Juan, but more of a Jose.
X-Juan. Hola!
He should be an X-Juan. Jose, you're here, you're alive, you're not dead.
No.
Which is very surprising.
No, I'm trying, but...
You're trying.
My job wants me dead, apparently.
Yeah, they're making you work doubles fucking every goddamn day.
They say they're good for me. I said, all right.
Okay. It's good for you, man.
You want money, yeah?
They're like, okay, man, listen, okay, you're going to work? Work every day? Sleep 5 hours, okay? Oh, okay.
Oh. It's good for your heart.
I think I need to take a break from my job. That's what I need.
I think so. Yeah, no shit.
Gotta take a big old break.
Yeah, you gotta do that now.
No.
Minecon's in America again this year.
Where?
I don't know yet. Terry. Mm. PAX is sold out.
I'm aware.
Oh yeah, we know.
I'm very aware.
I haven't talked to anybody. Shit, get off my fucking set.
How fast did that happen? Shit.
Like 20 minutes. Yeah, 20 minutes.
Oh. Okay, so we're going, right? We're going to make it.
Yeah, no, we moved it to Minecon. We're going to go to Minecon this year.
Again with Minecon? Again?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, because it was in Vegas. That's what made it fun.
You don't know, no. It might be in Vegas again.
Yeah, it might be.
Oh, so I hope to God it's... I really hope it's in Vegas.
Vegas would be one of the better places to put it because it would hold that many people.
Dude.
And I hope they do it somewhere we can drive. That way it's cheap.
I'm what down. When's it going to be, though?
November, probably,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. If it's in Orlando, I will be there.
You're going to be there either way. You have to be there.
Yeah, I know. You already missed the wedding.
But if it's, like, in Orlando, I could just drive there.
I did, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You but both would be in Orlando.
But that was not my fault. That was
I don't think life. Notch likes old people or humidity.
Dude, Notch is a
Disneyland.
He does like Disneyland. That's true.
And we have Disneyland.
But the thing is, he also liked Disneyland in Paris.
Yeah, and you don't have Disneyland. You have Disney World.
Which is better.
California has Disneyland, and it's right there. But you said Disneyland, not me. You said Disneyland.
Bro, shut the fuck up.
You said Disneyland, not me. Did I say Disneyland? Anybody? Did I say Disneyland?
It's Disneyland.
I didn't say Disneyland.
All right, Mickey Mouse.
Disneyland.
It's the only Disney.
It was not even... No, Disneyland was there first, you idiot.
Yeah.
Says who?
Says Jesus.
I don't believe you.
I hate you.
I believe it.
I bet Jesus said it.
Probably. He loved Disneyland.
He loved Disneyland. He said...
He loves Splash Mountain.
Jesus love getting wet.
Who the fuck are you? What do you know?
Do you guys remember Space Mountain when it was like actually Space Mountain and not like the Buzz Lightyear? And I think they changed it again.
No, it's a separate ride, dude. It's still Space Mountain.
No, there's no Space Mountain. Space Mountain's gone.
Yeah, there is.
No, it's a separate ride.
I went on Space Mountain 4 years ago. It's still there.
Yeah, I went on... Yeah.
You're a bunch of liars. Last time I went, there was no Space Mountain.
They were redoing it. They did it. They completely changed the ride. It's like super intense.
I got really sick on Space Mountain.
Yeah, it was it killed like a couple kids, so they had to redo it, I think.
Some kids died or something. I don't know.
some kid died on the Roger Rabbit ride.
Oh, that's just a weak kid.
he got ran over. But it was like a baby, and it fell out of the parrot's arms, and it got ran over by the spinning cart that you're in.
What? Yeah, the one fall they, out the of one... the baby's arm or the parents' arms onto the track.
Yay, great. Roger Rabbit! Just throwing it in the air.
Here, get a closer look, baby.
Kiss it.
Something like that. That's I don't know awful. The whole story.
That is awful. Yeah.
These things happen, though. You know, it's not nothing
yeah,
perfect.
Dumb parents.
That's
that was their bad. That was their bad. Hands down.
Our bad, everyone.
Obviously, their hands are down.
We'll make another one. It's fine. We won't mess up on this one.
Good thing that was just a practice run.
You gotta have a practice baby. That's what the firstborn is. It's the one that you just you try things out with them.
Stop it. Stop
like,
it.
Do you like the hard realities?
No. Stop it.
Stop. Don't do that.
Glad Jose is back on the podcast.
You took it too far. Way too far.
Okay, so firstborn.
I'm a middle child. I don't even care.
See, then you were exactly. You were like you I were forced out after too. Things were after your parents figured it out.
I am a middle child, rather. Not was. Still am.
I was the middle child. Then I killed
the middle
my
child
sibling.
For like 5 years.
Then I'm the only one.
I changed that real quick.
I said nope.
Bitches.
All eyes on me.
This guy right here.
Wow, that got out of hand.
That's okay. Got a little touchy. This is why I come. Well, now what's next? Talk about Disney. Now what?
Disneyland.
I like
Disney. I do like. I prefer like Magic Mountain now.
Magic Mountain?
Too old for Disneyland. Like a Six Flags. It's a Six Flags amusement park. Like
I haven't gone to Six Flags.
Like roller coasters, man.
That's Busch Gardens.
Busch Gardens. What'd you say?
Disneyland's kind of lame because it doesn't have any of that. It has Space Mountain, and that's like the fastest thing they have.
Yeah, but can't you drink at Disneyland? Can't you drink there now? Like,
I have no idea.
I thought they made it where you could drink now.
No, you have to drink in the downtown Disney at the restaurants.
I was going to say, but drink at Disneyland.
Get drunk with Mickey. That'd be great.
Hey, Mickey, you son of a bitch.
Hey, Mickey, you owe me $5, you son of a bitch. I tried to get your little club when I was a boy.
Is it Six Flags then? That's the one that's because I know there's one you can just walk around, like just walk down the road, just beer in your hand.
Yeah.
Like get on the ride and be like, hold my beer, hold on, I gotta get on this.
Six Flags is more likely to do that than Disney.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Man,
I don't think Six Flags lets you do that.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a dog.
There is one. I haven't been to Six Flags. I know there's one like there's the one over here. I just haven't gone.
When I move back to California, eventually, I'm gonna get a season pass again because it's the same price. It's only $10 more to get a season pass. So like, why the fuck not?
Compared to what?
It's like it's $59.99 for one day admission. Or $69.99 for a season pass, and you get a coupon book for worth like
$300.
$300.
They really want you to come back.
Well, you got it all figured out, huh?
No, it's like free drinks. You can bring a friend. Like free admission for people. Take a mother on Mother's Day, a father on Father's Day for free. Like just hella shit. I had one. It was
That's
beautiful.
Legit. You want some chicken?
That's legit. Fuck that guy.
good podcast. Yeah, Podcraft.
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 Kept coming into my house trying to tell me what to do.
Came on my land.
Lucky he didn't get stabbed.
Did he build anything aside from those towers?
No, he didn't do nothing the whole time he was there.
You have to treat him as you would a small child.
A small child.
But good not analogy. Your first child.
More like your last child, where you're just like, yeah, whatever.
I got it all figured out now. No more test runs.
This is the ace run.
Think I got it this time.
God damn it. You people are all going to die.
Yeah, we're
burn and heal.
Yeah, it's going to be us.
It's going to be Josue.
What?
Josue.
What'd I do?
You,
what
you,
didn't you do?
Yeah, yeah!
Yeah.
Didn't
yeah.
come on the podcast for weeks on end.
Kill him!
Oh, well. Look how it's coming. Look. It's like it's gonna be like this, I guess.
Jose gonna be canceling that WoW account pretty soon, so I hear.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
He's thinking about it.
It's boring again. Actually, like, no, not even. It's just the guild we were in. I told him to get fucked. I didn't care today. We ran, and I was, like, in a bad mood because I wanted to play video games with you guys. So I was just yelling at everybody. I was like, You're dumb. You don't know how to play. You suck. And just,
you
it
suck,
worked out.
You suck, you
it was
suck,
pretty good.
You suck. You're okay. You suck.
Dude, I was, like, yelling at people.
First child.
Sounds like me playing Halo. I'm just like, I hate you all. You play all the time, and you all fucking suck.
Mine was just, I yelled at so many people. I didn't care, though. I was, like, fed up. I was like, you're bad at this game. You suck. Some other guy was there. Like, we got some random person. He's like, oh, man, I want to take. It was some random guy, and they were like, I want to take your shaman. I was like, take him. The guy's a piece of shit. I got fed up. So I think I'm taking a really good break. I don't know if I'm going to cancel it. I might just have it there because I know Morgan's playing. Dole's going to be playing, so
still have it there. Bagetta's also playing.
Bagetta's playing, which I did not. Someone told me that, and I just haven't seen him.
Yeah, I don't think he plays a lot. Maybe it didn't grab him.
You got to really put some time into it.
I had the money.
You got to really put some time into it to actually go and, like, play WoW. Like, it's
I
want to
jump on that Final Fantasy bandwagon.
I'm kind of on that bandwagon.
Speaking of bandwagons, we took a little trip into the past this last week.
Shut up. I don't want to hear about it.
With a lovely past that I think we should talk about just so we can shove it into Jose's face a bit. We played a bit of RO2 beta.
Shut up.
The new one, not the old ass boring goddamn
the
piece of shit.
The new one. I think it's called RO2 the second edition.
Legend of the second.
Legend of the second.
Lots. Very creative name.
It is a very, well, it's a very, yeah, for Korean,
it should,
yes.
It should have been Ragnarok 2, sorry for Gates. We are so sorry.
My bad!
Oopsie poopsie.
It looks so pretty. I want to play.
It's
but it gets better. It gets better. Dwight, what name did you use?
Oh, I use Shades, yeah.
Oh my god.
And I
no.
had the pink I had the pink spiky hair and I was a thief.
Oh my
and
god.
Were you, Terry? Who were you?
Of course.
I was seeing.
Nope.
Oh my god. were you Seth Pro or did you
I was Seth.
Yep.
Oh man.
We brought it back.
Was Adrian Was Adrian Chanel?
No, he was.
It was Virak.
He dropped the ball on it. We all went in, and then we were like, all right, hey,
we
old
got,
school
like,
names.
He goes, oh, shit.
he fucked up. I was like, yeah, you're doing great. And now it's just.
Nah, it's all right. I'm sure when you come on to play, if you do, he'll make a new character and roll his.
Well, I want to play. I just. I don't.
May 1st, it comes back.
I'm going to be there.
And it's open beta, so everybody can come in.
It'll be release.
It's release?
Yeah.
Shit. Oh, so it's real open.
Super
but
open.
You missed it, Dwight. Fucking last day of beta.
Yeah, I saw the screenshot.
Yeah. I heard about it.
Fucking, I freaked out after I saw that. I was talking to the Aussies, and I was like, oh, shit! And they had no idea what I was talking about. And I was like, nah, this thing's crazy. Nah, it's a big
I heard Baphomet was like, hey, what's up, guys? Remember me?
I liked how you guys got that screenshot with that one person. It's like, oh, snap.
Oh, that was me. Yeah. I got that one.
I want to see it. Wait, I want to see it.
It was scary, man.
Baffle went crazy on people.
Did you get your
you
Pico,
know,
Terry?
What was it, a Pori Pori?
Oh, yeah, the Pori Pori. fuck that thing.
That thing had an aura, man. you don't fuck with a mob that has an aura. All you gotta know.
Terry, did you pick up your Pico?
No, I'm
oh my god! Shut up.
Nah, that's it's not even just Picos either. There's a bunch of other stuff too.
It's like the little dragon things.
What are they called? I forgot again. Start with a P. Petite. Yes.
Yeah, the little dragons.
Oh, the dragon. They did the. Isn't that for like? Wasn't that Lord Knight's mount?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to play. This game sounds like fun. I never played it.
You know, I was looking at it though, but it was a little weird because I saw like there's jobs. So like the alchemist job. Like pretty much they took like the whole merchant class and just made it a job thing, and then they had a chef. It was like you'd be a blacksmith, alchemist, a chef. I would have done chef.
Jose, here's another picture too.
So it's weird they didn't do the merchant class, because I would have loved to just, you know.
Yeah.
Well, because everyone can sell now.
Just a Mammonite.
Yeah, everybody can set up a shop now.
Yep, that's a... That's
fun.
That's Mammo, right? Why is this so small, tiny res, dude? What's going on?
They summon Baffo, and then we beat Baffo, and then they summon Moonlight.
Oh.
We beat Moonlight. And then they summon something from this game.
A rat thing.
Rat Master Lord, whatever. And then they summoned a level 50 Baffo. The one we fought
and everybody was
like
30. Like, oh shit, fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah.
Oh snap.
We couldn't even hit him.
Dude, hit the rat. Oh my god, look at the Picos. This is great. That's fuck.
Yeah. That's just fuck.
Did you check out the two pictures I put?
I saw this one of you guys. Is that like you guys or?
Yeah, we're in Prontera on the fountain.
But
the second one.
That's a no man's land. You could never be there. That's. You couldn't get inside there.
No. You could get in there now. But that second picture.
What is this?
Do you see what I'm fighting?
Getting tanked in them popos?
They're rapper pumperings.
Oh, these are rapper.
Yeah, gangster hats on.
Look at that smile. Look at that face. Oh, they did a gold system, really? No more Zenny?
No, it's still there. Yeah.
Zenny's like the gold, basically. And then rupees are the silver. And then there's no copper.
Yeah. 1,000 rupees equals 1 Zenny.
Well, that is just nice.
Yeah.
I gotta go over there and just AFK in my spot.
Let's go in there and claim it. This is my spot.
Also, cards, not so hard to get a hold of now.
I heard.
Candy.
Yeah. And it works different now. You don't equip it to weapons and armor.
Yeah, you attach it to your person. And I think you can only have 6 total, even at max. And, like, you start with only 1 slot.
So you can't OP yourself like last time. You can't stand in front of Drake anymore and have him waterball you and have them all miss. That's not possible anymore.
Yeah, it is.
Well, technically that was one card,
that was one
wasn't
card.
It?
It was a mark card. That's all you needed. Mark card and a fucking GG. But...
So, you can't have 300 flee anymore, Jose.
Shut up! Yes, I can. The GM's gonna hit me, okay?
They got a whole built-in, like, challenge and title system now, which is kind of interesting.
It's like Vindictus and Mob Nogi. Mm-hmm. You get like stats for wearing certain titles.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
But for those
that's
ones, you
cool
just
and not
do
cool,
shit.
Cause, like there's certain titles like that just that you think are badass. Like I don't know.
Badass.
We saw some guy roll by with a title GTB Hunter or whatever. We're like, oh, that guy must be a badass. And then we went.
It
and
was
did
purple.
The yeah.
It was perfect.
We went and did the instance, and we killed him. It was ridiculously...
Yeah, we fought basically almost every
Golden
mini-boss.
Thief Bug?
Yeah, uh-huh. We killed Golden Thief Bug at, what, level 8?
Well, that doesn't make sense.
No, 9? It was like 10.
Okay.
But yeah.
How does that card exist?
Probably.
We didn't get it.
We didn't get it, but I'm sure it does.
Why?
That
I don't think
like everything now.
They nerfed it in like the actual thing. They made it like only like 50%.
Yeah, those cards aren't the same as they are here.
That was a bullshit card. It was like, okay, yeah, say fuck you to every mage class, priest class. Just, yeah, here you go.
Couldn't heal yourself with it, though. That was a drawback.
So? I was an assassin.
That's
need...
what potions are for. You sit there with your potions. It's like...
You get you fill your bag up with a bunch of yigs. Call it a day.
Goddamn. Yeah, those are expensive, though. Hard to find sometimes.
You just had to have guilds and then go do your chest and do the deposits. And then make your guild master a fucking whitesmith so you could sit there and pick everything up with loot all. Call it a day.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
We're reminiscing once again.
Yeah,
we'll be quiet. This is our time.
This, for once in my life, I can do it with them.
Whatever.
These were good times. Yep.
You piece of shit.
We need Whitey in there, though. I want to see Vash the Clown again.
There is no clown class.
He'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's the other thing that kind of bothered me. They changed it so there's no Crusader.
It's Warrior.
Warrior and Knight now.
And then the Knight's fuck is the that? Tank. And Warrior is damage.
You can tank with Warrior from what I read.
I'll be Warrior then. Because my first suit ever was a freaking Crusader, which is kind of crazy that they took that off.
But if you go
Crusader
Knight...
Crusader was tank. Well, the knight is a tank now.
Wait, what?
Yeah. The Crusader used to be the tank of the second class, and the knight was DPS. Now the knight is tank, and the warrior is DPS.
That's weird.
Knight was a one-man army.
Yeah, knight could do whatever the fuck you wanted.
That's true.
This is bullshit. Get your stupid spear, do that spiral drill or whatever.
Spiral pierce.
Fuck bullshit.
Fucking doing like 50-some K each fucking hit with Tifrioni.
And it was like 9 or 10 hits or some shit.
Ridiculous.
Anyways, we should get off of RO too.
No.
Yeah. Let's talk about something else.
Like what? What else is there, huh?
I was about to bring up something else, and I was like, well, shit, Ryan can't contribute in that either, but neither can Jose.
Go ahead, do whatever.
No, it's fine, go ahead.
Final Fantasy, a little bit. We can't, I guess, I don't know how much we can talk about it.
We can talk as much as long as we see our accounts. That's how it works. Can't ban us, they can't find us.
Wait, is it already out?
No. It's still in beta testing.
Yeah.
Have they started pre-orders for that?
You can.
Okay.
It's a beautiful game. And the animation cycles are fucking top-notch.
Yeah, which is not a lot of work into that. And they were showing it off. When they were like talking about it in one of their little dev chat things. And they went on about how much time they put in the animations. I was like, I don't care. And then I got in to play with it, and I was like,
I was
okay. Going
to say, you don't care until you actually play, and then you see all of that, and you're like, holy shit, this is what we've been missing.
You know? There's a lot of shit in there.
I'm excited for that game. So
it's very, very fluid. I didn't get too much time into it, though. I got about 2 or 3 hours worth.
Did you? I thought you, like, completely missed it.
No. I played for a couple of hours. But it was just... I would have played for more, but I did all that beginning stuff before. And it wasn't that fun the second time around. But I was just
super
busy. I
want Summoner.
Yeah, well, you gotta wait.
I don't want to wait.
You got to. Yeah, I want to play with that too. I finally played with crafting classes. Crafting's fun. It's different. You don't get to just sit there.
Asshole gave me some shoddy ass
boots. Yeah, I gave him some nice ass wooden shoes and he wouldn't put them on.
What the hell is this?
He's too good for wooden shoes, everybody.
Yeah, you need planks of wood.
I think that was the first thing I asked. I was like, give me some clogs.
Yeah, I got you. I got you clogs.
Yeah, and I wore those bitches.
You wore
loved
them.
I needed new pairs.
You were out.
I burned those bitches.
Alex just doesn't appreciate the finer things.
Whatever. You get these wooden boots out of here. This wooden atrocity. This guy just gave me metal shoes and you're giving me wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, wood's more comfortable.
What do you think more is comfortable? Wood or metal?
Yeah.
Metal? Ah. You're going to be walking around town in those metal shoes. Everyone's going to be laughing at you. Like, look at this idiot.
I'll be walking around.
Tink, 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 tink.
You got metal shoes on.
You're going to sink. Wait, Tay, how well can you swim? with metal shoes?
Not.
And if it's made of wood, what are canoes made out of?
Wood.
That's right.
You gotta stand on that lake and just float.
You got two little canoes.
You got two little canoes.
Why
on
am I
your feet?
Thing in the first place?
I don't know. You're dummy jumping in the water.
You're the one swimming.
That's not the point here.
Ah, fuck you. You're one.
Nah, fuck you. I would never go swimming.
Whatever. You just can't appreciate a good pair of shoes.
It's kind of fucked up, man.
I made those from the bottom of my heart as a gift.
He made those for you, man.
He made those just to raise it.
Put them on.
Out of here with that.
Whatever, man. Whatever. I ain't mad anymore. I'm over it. I'm above this. I can beat this.
You look mad.
I ain't even mad. Piece of shit.
I'm a little mad.
I'm a little mad.
You're a lot mad, Terry.
Look at him.
Might be burning up inside. What of it?
What is that noise? I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
There's a truck or something passing by. Stops.
Tell the stop.
He's outside.
Okay. I'll do that right now.
Yeah. He ain't gonna do it.
Nah.
Alex is a prosecutor. Maybe he should go talk to him.
Right? We were an hour and 40 fucking minutes late to the podcast because Alex had to finish his case.
Oh, whatever. We were all
we're not captivated.
Oh, my God. We were all so enthralled.
10 minutes in, I got pretty into it. I'll admit.
I had to stop playing my game on the Xbox so I could start listening to that shit better.
Okay? You're like, whoa, hold on. What?
Let's back up a bit.
He killed who?
Who is this Emma girl? And where are her
I was trying to get, like, details. Like, it was a soap opera that I just jumped into.
Phoenix Wright is a very captivating game.
Yeah, but man, it went on for days, didn't it?
That was the longest fucking case in the world.
Well, that was the last one.
You only caught like the first third or the end third of it.
Yeah.
Very tip end of it, yeah. That shit went on forever.
What happens if you lose the trial? Is the game over?
It's just game over and you start from wherever you
But stay. It's like you guys missed the other part of the game. It's like you walk around and investigate like all the crime scenes and shit. Then you're in court.
I already know. I've played Phoenix Wright before.
Yeah, so I played that one up until that case. And then I... Because the credits roll after you do the second to last case. And I thought, oh, I was done. And I started this new case and I was like, I don't have it in me.
Then now you know you really didn't have it in you.
No, now I know for sure.
But you were there. You were there from the very beginning.
Yeah, I was there, so it's like I beat it. Now I can do number two.
We should do it. All of us together.
I was talking with Adrian just now. Now we can do the second one. He's like, I'm down.
You can play it together?
No.
No, just we have been doing it.
I just play it, but you guys are like backseat.
Oh, okay. I'm in.
Your frame rate on it though is pretty shit.
It's not.
It's just no. I'm playing at full frame rate. What you guys are seeing.
Cool. That's what I'm saying, Ryan. Your mic is going nuts again. It's your phone, dude.
What are you talking about?
It's your stop it. It's your phone.
Don't throw it away from the mic.
Get out of here.
You know how some phones like the carrier when they like get a text message, the speakers go like.
Yeah, but earlier my phone wasn't anywhere near it.
It was. I was actually watching you do it, and I was like, well, shit, that sounds like what a phone does to speakers.
No, I was playing with my Xbox when it was doing it before.
I saw you with your phone. Right, Penelope?
Look at this.
I'm getting kisses right now. What the fuck? This is bullshit.
Look at that. Huh?
Don't you encourage him. Mm-hmm.
You tell her to go back down and sleep. Max! Max! Stop it! Max!
What's he doing?
Max, stop that!
Alright.
He's like, yeah.
He's like, wait, what?
I have no idea what I'm doing right now.
He's smiling.
You're on camera.
He knows what he did.
Oh. So, like, no.
You guys gonna just, when you guys move back down, he's just gonna put him in the car and wish them luck?
What?
You gonna put them in a car and just wish them luck to get down here? Because I know you're not leaving them.
Yeah, we're taking them with us.
Right?
Yeah, we're taking them with us, of course.
Have fun on that car, right?
I think you should get them a motorcycle with a sidecar and, you know?
Max actually does really... Max does actually really good in the car. She does not. She likes to throw up.
That's neat. Give her some Dramamine.
That's legit. You want some chicken?
Her throwing up in the car is not legit, Terry.
That's pretty legit.
Let it be known.
She don't give any fucks.
I know. She should. She should give at least one fuck to not throw up in the car.
Man, we'll be taking a... It's not. Oh, we're not going to take our car, so... We'll be towing our car behind a truck whenever we come. Mm. We're coming around that mountain.
Dogs in the car, then. And just tow.
No, there are dogs.
Yeah, no, that'd be funny. Put like a driving hat and like goggles and gloves on Max. And then Penelope, you put like a Sunday dress and a hat. And okay, just put him in the seat.
Not doing any of that.
That'd be fantastic.
People would love you on the road. You have so many people honking at you.
How could you leave those dogs back there?
What?
Listen, they ain't your dogs.
He wanted to drive.
I ain't gonna deny him it.
That's his business.
Oh my god, it's only midnight. Or it's already midnight.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow, thanks, Alex.
How did this happen?
I'll say it.
You guys were all watching me like, oh!
It's just because every fucking minute is like, alright, this is it. Okay. No, this is it. This is what,
show him the cloth again! Show him the cloth again!
Give him the badge! Show him the cloth
again! Hey, we showed it and we won, alright? Shut up.
We showed it, we lost, too, you know.
Because we wasn't ready for the cloth!
What?
What are you talking about? We didn't fucking lose, bitch.
Time wasn't right.
We got it in the end.
That's all that counts.
Nailed that bitch into the ground. Put the nail in that motherfucker's coffin.
Oh my god. That was fun to watch, though. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That is... It was just supposed to be me, Adrian, and Terry. That's how it's been like the past like 4 days. And then you guys all showed up, and you're all like, "No,
we showed up because fucking podcast night."
Yeah, what do you mean we showed up?
Started fucking watching. Okay, Dwight shows up. Terry's like, "Shut the fuck up! We're the middle."
I know. Me too. Me too.
We're in the middle of a goddamn investigation. You guys will come in here like, podcast.
Yeah, well, we did the last podcast, number 100. We were in the middle of that, and you're yelling at me like, we all got to do this shit. He's like, God damn it!
You can't get mad. It was podcast 100.
He's like, I was on the verge of something.
I'm a loose cannon with everything to prove.
You guys were in the middle of that case?
Yeah.
So you guys didn't play up until podcast night again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't get mad at us.
Yeah, I can.
Shut up, Terry. Want.
There you go. There's your answer.
It was fucking funny. Terry was like legitimately upset we had to do the podcast.
It's because every night we did beforehand, you'd always be like, all right, I'm done. I gotta go. Just gotta walk away from this case.
I left that last podcast, the number 100, at the end, and then I looked at the messages the next day on Skype, and it was like 4 in the morning when you go, "You gonna close this case or what?" I was already asleep by then. He's yelling at me to get back on there.
Justice must be served.
He was ready to go, man. Terry was in it.
Oh my god.
You gotta finish those cases while they're fresh in your mind, man. Otherwise you forget evidence.
You don't forget it as easy, because when I started playing again tonight, I was like, what were we doing? And then I started going and I was like, oh yeah, okay, I remember everything. Unless you don't play for like a month.
Then... can't.
Yeah. This happened to me, dude, at one point. Like, I got lost, and I just said, fuck it. Because, like, I was, like, it was, like, the midpoint. And I remember most of the stuff that happened at the start, but not enough to get to the mid. And it was just, it was annoying, and I was like, I'm done. Which,
like, I tonight, that. Like, I was trying to catch Terry up on what happened. And he fucking figured it out at the end before I could finish talking. He's like, so that's what the murder weapon was. And I was like, yeah, you got it.
I know. Dwight looks enthralled.
I don't know what they're talking about, and I'm really tired.
You guys all so tired.
I know. I've been up since 5 a.m.
Why?
I work all day.
Because I've been fixing my sleep schedule. For the wedding.
Oh. I was like, for the podcast? Because you gotta fuck that up.
We no. just solved the case for the wedding. 2 years in the making, and this guy's tired.
Mm-hmm. 2 years.
2 years in the making.
Two whole years.
Take anybody 2 years to beat a Phoenix Wright game. They're doing it wrong. Or they're doing it entirely too right and actually...
They're doing it exactly how it should be in real life.
Yeah.
Like, Dragon keeping up with the justice system.
Yeah, it's that's... been a long time since I played the original three. That's why I started playing the first one.
How many is there?
There's three with Phoenix Wright, and then there's one with another kid.
Apollo Justice.
That guy, yeah. Apollo Justice, dude? Like, I didn't really like him.
Mm-hmm. Didn't he have, like, a keen eye sense or some shit? Like, that was the little...
Something like that, I don't know, but he looked stupid or whatever.
He had, like, that fucking
but, peacock. Like, I've been looking at the new Ace Attorney coming out, and he's in it, too. But he looks like a fucking badass. Like, he's got an eye patch and a coat, like, over him. And I was like, what the fuck happened to him?
Should have played the game. Should have found out.
I beat the game. It was, like, the first Ace Attorney I played. And I was like, okay, let me play the original ones.
Apollo Justice.
This motherfucker, look at this. He turned... Okay, let me show you what he actually looks like first.
He looks like a little, like... Weird, like,
dude,
weird
cut. Like, okay, this was what he looks like originally. Where the fuck, Google?
Stop. Got a nice vest on, okay.
Yeah, I mean, he looks alright, whatever.
Looking presentable, okay.
And then this is what he looks like in the new one coming out.
Shit!
I was like, what the hell?
He's seen some things in his time.
What happened? That's fucking awesome.
Like Gurren Lagann's dad's right there.
No.
There you go. He's a general now.
I know, what?
He quit his job as an attorney.
It's like, now I'm
he's an attorney general.
No, that is Gurren Lagann's status right there. I hope he says some epic shit, because that looks inspired by it. I just hope he says epic shit like that. That'd be pretty cool.
What are you guys talking about?
The wills of those who came before.
Says all these speeches, pulls out of his ass.
Perfect case that no judge can overturn. Pull some evidence out.
Whoa. Dwight's back.
So the next one is he left.
What?
But anyway, so the next one is a Phoenix Wright game.
The new one.
Yeah.
Wasn't he not a? Didn't he lose his badge?
Yeah, he lost his badge, and then the case at the very end of the Apollo Justice one, I guess, goes into all that, and then you kind of. Gets proved Phoenix Wright's innocence from then, and so his badge or whatever is reinstated, and he's a lawyer again.
Let's see
that good old badge. Got to throw that badge around a couple times. Let him know what's up.
So wait. Are you doing Apollo Justice next?
No, Apollo Justice was like the fourth one in the series.
Oh,
yeah. There's Phoenix Wright, then there's Phoenix Wright Justice for All, then Trials and Tribulations, and then Apollo Justice.
And then
there's a Edgeworth spinoff.
Was that any good?
Yes. It was different, too. It's not like it all takes place in a court. You actually walk around.
Oh, yeah, that was the, yeah.
Yeah.
The whole walking around was like, it's so innovative. Look for clues.
Isn't that basically Heavy Rain at that point?
The thing about those games is the writing always blows my mind, because it's hard as shit to write something so complicated.
That, and there's different paths you can take for every single case.
I've always wanted to do one, like, of us and whatever, and I'll draw for it, but I was like, I can't write that kind of shit, so... That's too complicated for me.
Plus, all of our evidence would be, like, retarded. Like, anytime you show the badge, it'd be like, oh shit, he's guilty!
This guy's serious business.
What proof do you have? Bam! The badge!
Someone else's badge? Well, that's the badge that he had. Was someone else's badge, Ryan.
And we'd be so professional. Of course. I'm playing with Terry, and someone would say something, and Terry would just be like, you're full of shit. No base for saying that, but you just say it.
Because they're full of shit. Try. That's true, and then you press them, and they are full of shit.
Tell me, sir, how much shit was in that sentence you just said?
That sentence was so full of shit, my mouth better be an anus.
And then they're just sweating bullets because they're like, oh man, he sees right through everything I say.
What you mean, their like house, Dwight?
Phoenix Wright is always sweating bullets, dude.
Not in fucking Apollo Justice.
He's like high as fuck. He shows up like the Red Potted.
He's like a fucking bum in Apollo Justice.
He shows up with like his blue fucking sweater. He's like,
I saw that first face. You fucking had it all figured out.
I know, he didn't take his beanie off.
Oh yeah, that's right. You were
mixed
there.
Messages.
Yeah, you were there when I did the first case for that game.
Yeah.
I wanna go buy that game.
Alright, well, Terry, Dwight, Alex, you have to show me after.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Good clean fun here on the podcast.
Be right back.
That was funny as fuck.
I think I'm going to burn myself at work with that on my phone.
So,
stuff at work.
Yeah, I cut myself all the time, dude.
Yeah, and he burns himself.
He's just crazy.
He was cutting lettuce one time when we did.
It's like, bro, you want to see how to make the wrap? Fucking chop my finger. Bro, you want to see how to first aid yourself?
All the lettuce is bloodied. He's like, what the fuck?
They say how to make a wrap, and then he wraps his finger.
Yeah, dude, it was for this rap, and I was like, dude, I'll teach you to make it. Come on. And I was like, you get the lettuce, you chop it. And, like, I'm still going and going. I look down, the whole thing's covered in blood, and I'm like, dude, you want to see that first aid yourself? It was such a clean cut, I couldn't even tell. Like, I was just like, oh.
He takes me over, and he goes, look, we're going to learn how to make a rap, okay? First, you take the lettuce, and you cut it up in it. Okay, we're going to learn how to first aid now.
It was the best. It was, like, a really good day for me.
Bullshit.
My boss, dude, it was hilarious. Like, I literally went, I got like paper and I put it like, I tried to cover my finger and just to cover it so I wouldn't bleed like crazy, and I put my hand in my pocket and I went out into like the, like where the guests are, and I was like trying to hound the manager, like, come here, I need to fucking come here, please. Can you, and she's please like, what'd you do? And I'm like, I may have cut myself. She's like, oh god, what'd you do? And I pulled my hand out and like the whole freaking paper was just doused in blood, and I was like, well.
As you can see, I found a bunch of blood on this piece of paper.
May I be excused?
May I be excused from class, please?
I did that to my finger, Jose. I chopped it off with a machete.
See, my thing's not that good, but you can see, like, see that? I don't know how that got there. It's like this humongous cut or burn from, like, here to here. I'm not sure where that came from.
You still got that burn in your on your?
No, hand? Dude, I'm good. It's good. See?
It's all gone.
You still got that burn on your ass? Nah, I'm good.
Nah, I'm good. Dude, nah, that it worked.
That was one of the craziest burns I got, dude. It was my whole forearm. I put it like on top of the flat top and like seared the hell out of it.
Cooked Jose.
It's delicious. Yeah, but I don't know where this one came from. This one still surprises me. Like, it's not going away and it's not getting any better. It's like this massive scar from here to here.
No one can see what you're talking about. You're going to have to describe it better.
Yeah, this is an audio podcast.
It goes from here to here, Ryan. I don't know.
I'm sure you guys. Okay, it goes from.
It's basically his forearm. His entire forearm.
Yeah.
That's
the one. It's big.
You know what? If you want to find out, tweet me and go, I want to see, and I'll send you a picture. All right, fair enough.
Picture of my scars.
Or you could just tweet a picture of it right now and with the hashtag see.
Shit.
Shit.
I'll never know. They'll be like, what the fuck's he's tweeting right now? What's going on? Be nice.
Jose and I had a lovely time with Sprint today.
Wait. Make sure you hashtag the podcast. That way they'll be like, aw, shit.
Gotta surprise him. You gotta surprise him.
Okay. Anyways.
Go on.
Jose and I had a lovely time with Sprint. I went to go pre-order the S4 today at Best Buy. And, because our buddy Greg works for Best Buy, I was going to help him out, you know, pre-order the phone and get it through him and everything. And they couldn't do it. They told me that I wasn't eligible for an upgrade, even though my upgrade I know comes in July. But I thought that Sprint had the double upgrade thing where after a year you get half an upgrade, and then after 2 years you get the full upgrade. And for the half upgrade, you only get $75 off the new phone. But if you wait for a full upgrade, you get $150 off the new phone. And so the guys at Best Buy, he told me, he's like, oh, no, you're not eligible for an upgrade. So I drove all the way to Tracy for it, which is about a 15-minute drive. But still, I was really pissed, and so I had to come all the way back to Manteca. Went to the Sprint store here. The guy was like, oh, no, you gotta call the corporate. They gotta push your upgrade because you're not eligible. And so I got really pissed there too because they can't do that at that office. I was mad. I don't understand why they couldn't do it at their own office. And it's like, no, you can only do it at a corporate offices, and the closest corporate office is in like Sacramento. So I said, fuck that. I call them up. Lady tells me that Sprint stopped offering like the double upgrade thing 3 years ago. And I don't know, that confused me quite a bit, because I thought that was kind of like the cool thing about Sprint is that you can upgrade, you know, if you wait a year, then you only get 75 off of it.
Verizon does that still.
God damn it. Yes, Google, I'm still here.
AT&T does it as well.
Yeah, Verizon, yeah. Actually, after a year, you only have to pay $20 more for the upgrade.
Yeah, and well, those ones, both of those are SIM cards, aren't they?
Well, I've had phones that are and aren't.
But, yeah, they told me, it's like, no, you're not eligible for whatever. And I was like, fine, whatever. I only have, like, 2 or 3 months left on my contract. I'll buy it out. That way I can upgrade to the S4. And because my current phone is just a piece of shit now. The battery runs out after an hour. It restarts randomly on me all the time, and it's just... it's terrible. So, the lady wouldn't let me do it. She says, no, you can't buy out your contract. That's not something you can do. I'm like, I remember in the contract saying that I could buy it out, you know, and she goes, oh, no, that's only for cancellations and stuff like that. So I got pissed. I hung up. I called Jose, and I was like, Jose,
help me.
They won't let me have a new phone.
They won't give me a new phone. And talk to that. And she told me that I could get a new phone.
That's basically how it went down. Except for you couldn't understand anything. I had to actually type it out so they could understand what the fuck I was talking about. And even that was really hard for me to do. It was just a mess.
There's tears streaming down
his all over the keyboard.
Nose full of snot.
So Jose calls him up. Well, Jose, I mean, if you want, you can tell your side of the story now from here on out.
Oh, no, you got this. You're doing a good job.
Jose, so the way that Jose and I go about dealing with Sprint things, since I'm on Jose's family plan, I call him up on Skype, and then he calls him up on his phone, and that way, like, you know, we can talk to each other if we ever need any information or whatever. But while Jose is talking to the people, I don't talk to him, obviously, so he can concentrate on what the people are saying. So we talk in Skype. You know, we just type back and forth. And Jose's first representative that he got a hold of was named Michaela. And Jose, I don't remember what your exact words about her, but I think he's just, oh, yes, I got a black girl or something like that.
Hold on, I still have it. I saw the combo here.
They're so helpful. I wrote, willing to give you shit.
Where is it? Something about great English. Okay, yeah, you're like, in case you need me, I'm like, well, it's a black girl. Girl, this is Michaela.
So.
The guy really just.
I need to see this conversation.
I got back to the whole music part. I'm like, yo, play some nigga music. Maybe she'll be.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll feel more.
That's
comfortable.
What I'm saying. That you should do. You should talk about the rest of the thing. But,
Well, I read it. Right? You asked me.
So, I was like, "It's your kind. I think we're in." But then.
This is getting a little.
Terry's like, what the fuck?
It gets better. He says he's gonna put on some slow jams for get that R. Kelly bumping.
Well, that'll work.
Welcome to the team.
So, anyways, his call ends up dropping on him, which is pretty funny. Sprint trying to call, or someone using a Sprint phone trying to call Sprint services, and a call drops, and So he calls back.
Thank you.
And he's, I'm tired. Thank you very much.
What are you doing to your dog?
I'm tired, all right.
Woo!
Who's with me on that?
Look at Ryan. I'm just watching.
We're watching Ryan. We're not watching you anymore, Terry.
Ryan's fucking with his dog over there.
Yeah. So then he calls back, and then he explains the situation again, and then the call drops again as they're switching him or whatever. Then he tries a third time, and then finally the lady puts him through or whatever, and he's explaining stuff. So I tell Jose, he's like, man, you have a great white person way of explaining things. Because it's how I get my jobs. I surprise them when I show up. Gotcha, bitch, I'm dark.
And, I do the opposite. I put that I'm Latin on every application. Because I am.
So, I made the joke in quotes. I was like, he just shows up and goes, hola, amigos.
And hola.
Jose had to kind of refrain himself from laughing while talking to the representative. But, yeah, that was pretty funny. But then it turns out Jose just said fuck it and canceled my account, which is it's in the process right now of being canceled. Hopefully tomorrow we can get final word on it. And that's going to be the way that we're going to go about being able to upgrade my plan. We're just going to cancel it, and then I'm going to give Jose the money, the rest of the money on the account. And then I'll get a new phone with a new contract. And since I'm getting a new contract with the phone, I'm saving a shit ton of money by doing it. So, because if I was to do it now, it would cost me like $600 some odd if I was gonna do it, which I don't think that's for is really worth $600, but
it might be
in all honesty.
You don't know that.
That's true. It might be.
I want the note.
So yeah. So instead of it being about $600 for the phone, it's like $150. It's good. So hopefully I'll have a new phone pretty soon, because this one is just dead.
I get mine.
Yeah, and Jose's going to get his. Yeah. Next month, you're
rocking those S4s. Yup.
And there's a ton of accessories that Jose was showing me for the S4.
It's so pretty.
So many accessories.
The same shape as the three, isn't it?
No. It's different. It's better.
It's the three is candy all bar.
Yeah. Three has that weird oval shape. It's all super rounded edges and stuff like that. The S4, they went back to the more squared off edges like the S2. Like that. More squared edges. Candy bar, as Jose said.
Meh. I don't believe
you. You don't believe me? Whatever. When I get it, if I get it, hopefully, because since my thing is technically being canceled right now, I won't have a phone if I don't get it.
I can get a crap one. What is that coming
out? The Saturday.
The Saturday.
The Saturday.
Sooner than expected.
So it's interesting. Best Buy is giving a $50 gift certificate or gift card or whatever to whoever pre-orders it through them.
What?
Best Buy? They're giving a $50 gift card to whoever pre-orders it through them. Which you can use on the phone. So
you're really just saving.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
Well, so bad.
That's my interesting news.
Yeah, well, I mean, interesting is relevant.
So who's excited?
Oh, I'm so excited, Ryan.
Yeah, what Ryan said.
For me. Are you just being sarcastic?
No, because your thing cut out.
You just froze up.
You said, who's excited, and then it cut out.
Who's excited for May 21st, that's the end.
What?
The
Xbox announcement.
Or no.
Xbox.
Fucking nailed it. I'm awesome.
I don't want to be disappointed, so I'm not excited.
Yeah, I'm right there with Terry. Yeah.
I'm not going to be disappointed.
Xbox. Not excited, we just don't want to be.
It's the new Xbox, it's just going to be pro.
I'm excited. Yeah, we'll stoked. And it's awesome because it's like...
It's kind of a deal breaker.
Yeah, I'm still going to get it no matter what.
I don't think they'll do always on. I think that they would...
That's what I don't get. If they're not going to do it, why don't they just say, we're not going to do it?
They'll say it when they want to say it.
Wait, do what?
Let people sit there and... Sony did the same thing. People were saying the same thing about it, and then like
Dave... That doesn't mean it was a good idea. It doesn't mean I enjoyed that.
Okay, what did they say?
Jose, there's a huge rumor that's going around, and it's not even a huge rumor. It's just a rumor that everybody keeps fucking bitching about because they think it's going to happen, where the Xbox is apparently going to have an always online feature, to where you have to have an internet connection to do anything on it.
They had the...
No.
You didn't see that whole thing about the Microsoft Creative Director?
Yeah, but they wouldn't try to do the...
The Twitter thing? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
That was him talking to his friend.
I know. But the whole thing was he was fighting for it.
He wasn't fighting for it. He just wasn't going against it. He wasn't for it or against it. He was just being neutral about the situation.
He was just saying
pissed. I think people took it out of context because he was pissed about everybody giving him shit about it. Like, if I get asked the same question over and over and over, regardless if it's true or not, if I'm getting asked the same question over and over, I'm going to start, lashing out to people, especially if it's a friend or something asking me about it. Be like, oh, well, fuck you. You know, I'm never going to live in dirt hole Missouri because I hate
issue with his comments. Just that, this is the Microsoft Creative Director and he doesn't see a problem with Always Online.
Leave him alone.
But he doesn't crunch numbers.
I didn't take it that way.
So.
And he doesn't crunch numbers. So.
Did he get fired?
Yeah, he got fired.
I don't think people in like those large seats in any company should have any sort of social interaction. They should leave that to the people that have like the corporate accounts for like Microsoft and like Xbox and stuff. Like that, their social.
That's fine if he wants to be on Twitter, but you can't be talking about your company and stuff like that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If he wasn't on Twitter. If he wasn't allowed to have Twitter,
well,
then that wouldn't have happened.
He can have a Twitter. You just can't comment on shit like that.
No. You're putting your... Because, I mean, I think when he said it, he didn't see any problem with it because he was just talking to a friend. But the internet has a way of...
Anyway, let's just say there is no always on. Oh. Who's excited?
Still not, because I don't want to be disappointed.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I'm at the point in my life where I don't get my hopes up for basically anything anymore until I see hard facts about it.
Like, I was excited for PS4, and it was like, okay, well, that was a little disappointing.
Like, Elder Scrolls Online, I want to be really, really excited about that, but I'm not doing anything, I'm not looking at anything until there's closer word to when it's coming out.
Oh, and they got that new game coming out where you're, like, in the asylum. That's going to be Evil Within. That looks scary as shit.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I only saw, like, some screenshots of that.
What about that Destiny?
Well, yeah, we had this conversation earlier.
No,
I don't know enough about it. Like, it's still very, very... They're still very vague about that game.
It's going to be great, I'm telling you. If it's not, I'm be sad.
All it says is Bungie's it's game, by right? the... Yeah.
Bungie's making it.
There's Halo. Right. Can they even say that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have rights to it. They made
it. They're the creators of Halo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. They can't make anything in the Halo franchise is all.
Yeah, they can't do anything new with Halo.
Yeah.
Stating fact.
Oh, thank you. Trouble. See that.
I just want to say that a lot of the characters sheet, like the sheets and all that, I'm just like, yeah, look at that. That's the Arbiter.
Okay. I know, right?
That's the Arbiter. And that's the Mark VI.
Jose, did you ever beat Spartan Ops?
No.
New it's not beat Spartan Ops.
I haven't popped
Is that a WoW DLC?
Is that a new dungeon in WoW? No, I haven't popped Halo in since we played.
Dude, we need to run you through Spartan Ops. It continues the story.
I haven't... So I don't. I want to say my copy of Halo's here. I know my case isn't, but I don't know.
Just
don't play that much Halo. I don't know. Like I had it at this girl's house, and then just I don't know.
No.
She might. I forget sometimes.
I forget when I do stuff, and sometimes where I put stuff, and then
it happens to the best of us.
You okay?
Shut up.
Doesn't happen to me, and I am the best of us.
You're the best and worst of us, Jared. You're both poles.
I'm the best at being the worst. What's that?
That's a medal you'll always have, bro. You can take that to the bank.
Why would I do that?
I think you get like $50 for it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I need to go to the bank real quick. You think they're open?
Probably.
No.
You know, speaking of banks, I finally
got my first check.
Excuse me, I'm talking. I finally got to deposit my first check.
Sorry.
First check of what?
Like, on the phone. Like, I never did the whole, like, deposit check on the phone thing.
I've never used
it. Because nobody writes checks. Till today, I got a check, finally.
Oh, the whole using it on the app.
I was like, I'm going to do this.
Yeah,
like, who the fuck writes a check anymore?
I work at the bank. I don't even go on like banking anymore. People are like, oh, there's this new feature on online banking. I'm like, really?
Interesting.
You don't say. Yeah, mobile deposit's cool. People like it.
Yeah, but like, I want to know like the people that are like really like fucking, oh my God, like how many checks do you have to deposit? Because that was one for me. And that was like, that's never going to happen again. Ever.
It's not for a while.
No, like no one writes you checks.
Nah. Someone obviously just did, so...
Yeah, I know, but that was because they were too busy to go to the bank. They were like, well, I have this checkbook here. Here you go. Like, if not, they were going to go to the bank and just give me the money.
People still write a considerable amount of checks. It's outrageous.
It is.
They're so much more insecure. Like,
only Mexicans
not...
write checks.
No,
they fucking send it to cash because they don't have papers.
No, even at my store, I still got people who pay a check, and I'm like, what?
We stopped taking checks forever ago.
Oh my god. It's so not embarrassing, but it's like
time consuming.
Not even time consuming. It's not that hard to do, but when I run it through that machine, it's like printing. It's like printing shit on the check, and I'm like,
you know what?
My god.
At least you've never run a check at a fast food place. I've had to do that when I worked at Poyu. I had someone pay for their chicken in a check. Like, that was way back when, though. That was
like, are you fucking serious?
Like, 2008. I'm like, bitch, the bank's right around the corner. You couldn't make a pit stop? Like, oh, no, I'm paying with a check.
Writes a check. Who goes to McDonald's and fucking writes a check for a fucking...
For $2.
Chicken.
For $2.
Get him a chicken. There you go, young man.
There you go.
Where is this asshole? Bring him to me.
Wasn't it in that movie, Catch Me If You Can, his dad opened him a checking account and gave him a thing of checks, and it was like $2 or something like that, his first one? No?
I don't know what that movie is.
I never saw it.
It's a good movie. It's based on true story.
I think that is
Tom Hanks. And
I have this movie sitting here. I need to watch it.
It's good. I would put that in.
What is
one
that?
Of my top movies.
Reboot really Red Box.
Django.
I love that movie. I want to watch it, but I want to watch it with my sister.
I haven't seen it.
She'll like it.
Yeah, that's sitting, I think, downstairs right now.
Is it good?
Haven't seen it.
Ryan loves it.
I just know.
Jose, you're going to love it. I promise.
I know. I heard his words. I hear it sounds like you're talking to Whitey for, like, the whole movie. But I don't know.
Yeah, we'll discuss it off the podcast if you want.
Have you guys seen that thing that Zach Galifianakis does called Between Two Ferns?
Yes.
It's like a little talk show thing that he does. He brings on celebrities and he does like
and
stupid
it's extremely awkward.
Yeah, it's and he just asks them stupid questions. But he had one of the guys from Django on there and he asked him, like, so do you say the N-word more in real life or in the movie? And he goes, in real life. I assume it's one of the guys that probably says it a lot in the movie. It wasn't any of the famous people that I know from it, so
I just
that,
know
that's it. In my world of famous people.
Everybody just says it a lot in that movie.
Yeah.
My other thing is that, like, isn't it Jamie Foxx? Like, he's, like, doing the starring roles. Like, I never considered him an actor or close to that.
He's an actor.
He's been in movies.
I know, but, like, I've seen him in, like, the Jamie Foxx show, like, back then, you know? Like, that was, like, TV time. But, like, I never considered him to be, like, line siding with Samuel Jackson, with Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, I never said
that. I didn't even know Samuel L. Jackson was in that movie. We went and saw that movie on a total whim. Like, we were, like, going to go see some other dumb, scary movie. And I was like, I don't want to go see that movie. And we went and saw Django. And it was me, Sarah, Sarah's mom, and Sarah's brother. Very odd group of people to go see that movie.
Leanne and I saw Oblivion.
How was it?
It was all right. You know, I went into it with the premise that it's a Tom Cruise movie, you know? Is a little action movie. Didn't think that the plot would get too heavy anywhere, which it didn't really. But it was all right. I don't know if it's worth $10 a ticket.
There are 12 movies.
Is it worth the red bucks?
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely, yeah. I would say that it's even worth earlier in the day. It's not matinee, but just regular tickets, you know.
So anyway. Definitely not like an IMAX experience kind of thing.
No.
There are 12 movies I want to see in 3D and at the IMAX if I can this year. It's going to cost me almost $300 to do it.
My God, like, Ryan.
Like, with popcorn and everything.
Bring it from home.
Why would popcorn? You pay for anything at the
Look, tell Sarah, movie. Bring the big purse.
Bring my own popcorn? Nothing tastes better than movie
Don't
theater
bring
popcorn.
Your own popcorn. Don't bring anything. Go watch the movie and leave.
Yeah, fuck you. Get there out you of go. My life, Terry. I got money to spend.
I was with you for a second, Terry, but you got to bring something, all right? Tell Sarah to bring the big purse, okay? Bring the big purse. Stuff that bitch with drinks and food.
No, I don't know what you guys have over at your movie theater. We got a Red Robin right across the parking lot, two steps away.
Yeah.
You fill up on food, you go watch a movie.
Yeah, how are you going to watch a movie without something in your mouth?
Sit down and watch the movie.
It's pretty easy. There's been two times where I went to that Red Robin with no intention of eating, but just drinking a lot of alcohol and going to see a movie.
Yeah,
Red Robin has alcohol.
It's like right there.
Oh yeah, it has like a bar and everything.
Is it really that good? Because like I see the commercials and I still haven't.
No,
Red Robin.
No. I hate Red Robin. It's so
it is not Robin. Delicious.
It's always
it
dry.
Is adequate.
It's always dry.
Like every time I watch the commercials of Red Robin, yum, and then I'm like, is it good? Like, is it that good?
You get the Royal Red Robin or whatever. Got a fucking fried egg on it. Ugh.
Dude, the fried egg on, like, I don't know who thought of it, but fried egg on a burger is fucking great.
Their burgers are their most.
Someone was really fat when they were eating. Like, God, thanks.
Like, wait a minute. How can I make this better?
Put it out.
Put it out. There we go.
What do I have left? It's a restaurant.
Red Robin is like a better.
It's a restaurant. It's a restaurant, but you need your real teeth to eat it, so you probably don't have any out in Florida.
Yeah,
that, you know what? That actually makes plenty of sense to me. So,
all people are like, "I can't eat, I can't chew."
Why don't you? You chew for me.
It's like a burger place.
Yeah, their burgers are their most redeeming thing. That
it's called gourmet burgers. Like they have I haven't gone there though. You know, actually, I went to Five Guys Burgers like a couple days ago, and that was actually really good.
I would take actually Red Robin over Applebee's and Chili's in town.
Oh yeah.
Well, I Chili's sucks, dude. Chili's sucks. I can tell you that hands down. Like Chili's is Chili's is Tex-Mex for white people. Like they want comfort. They want to be able to have like a safety net. So they're not like, oh, you know, they can go in there and be like, oh, let's be authentic Mexicans. Olay, I want the quesadillas. You know,
dude, but I don't even think of Chili's as a Mexican place.
Neither do I.
I don't ever go in there thinking like that.
Well, the whole thing is supposed to be Tex-Mex. Like that's the whole feel of it. It's supposed to be like basically that's why you have quesadillas and all those things. It's supposed to be very Tex-Mex, but it's a very like safety netted white people Tex-Mex where the salsa is not too spicy. The food isn't too like extreme. Like when you think the fajitas, all it is onions with peppers and chicken on it, and that's it. There's nothing crazy about it.
What are you complaining about? That's what white people want.
That's the whole point of Chili's.
Spanish
it's like
people
a very
like anything that pretends to imitate Spanish food.
It's a whitewash. That's what Chili's is. Chili's is whitewash Tex-Mex, and that's fine. I mean, it's whatever.
That Red Robin though, that's literally like 20 feet. In front of the movie theater is probably the smartest business decision I've ever seen in my entire life. That is so fucking smart. That place will never go out of business. That is there to stay until that place burns the fuck down.
Have you guys gone to Fuddruckers?
No.
Fuddruckers is okay.
Fuddruckers is great.
It's amazing.
There's a brewery in front of our movie theater.
That's not bad.
Yeah. It's not bad. They serve food too. It's I've been there a couple times.
The way
times.
It should be. Yeah. You go get drunk and then you go watch a movie.
With popcorn. With movie theater popcorn. And you tell that dude, he says, you want butter on that? And I'll be like, as much butter as you can put on that popcorn.
This AMC theater that we have that you have to put on your own butter.
Okay.
Oh, it has a little butter station.
It has a butter station.
Oh, what a shame. I'd be like, hey, wait, before you finish filling that up, I'm going to go put on some butter, and I'm going to come back to let you
know. You know what? Actually,
butter in the middle.
At the when we saw Oblivion, there was just these group of like older dudes in front of us. The one that sat in front of me filled up a cup, with fucking butter. And he had his popcorn, and he was just shoveling and then shoveling with butter on there. It's just it to me. It was just so repulsing to see just that
guy was like living the American dream right there.
He was like propped up, leaning back, fucking leaning back.
I got my butter.
That's the sound he was doing too. Every time. Boop, 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 boop. I didn't even have to look down. I knew when he was buttering. He was like, boop, 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 boop. His buddy ass on a butter his. Like, boop, 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 boop.
I don't like the butter. I never. At most, if I ever go to movie theaters, I get like an icy, and that's as far as I go.
At the theater is such a ripoff.
I get the biggest fucking popcorn, and I'm always trying to get the plastic ones that they're like $6 to refill the drink and the popcorn. That's a pretty good deal, Terry.
Maybe I'm just extremely Hispanic, but I just think I'm extreme Hispanic. Where like when you wanted to go to the movie theaters, you made a pit stop to Walmart and bought like the bag of candy, And then you went to the theater. And then you
I will say, Terry, I am with you 98% of the way. I was 100% up until Jose did mention the icy thing. Having an icy is actually kind of
it's
legit.
Nice. It's nice.
I'm never going to the movies with any of you.
Ryan, I will stand in my
place. You can buy as much as you want.
I know, that's more reason to go with us. I'm not going to eat your popcorn.
Yeah.
You want more
all your popcorn. I'm not going to ask you for anything.
You guys will touch my popcorn.
I can sit through a movie without eating or drinking. It's fine.
I like the icy, though. That is nice.
Go.
Like the medium-sized icy.
That, though, Jose, that I only ever do that during
midday. That's the movies.
No, midday.
Oh, midday? I can do mine at night. Like,
because at night, the fucking lines are through the door. If there is even more than two people in a line, I say, fuck it, I'm going into the theater.
Mine is like, if I look at it, I'm like, do I have time to make it? Okay, is there one person or two people in line? I'll stay.
I'll leave somebody behind. All right, give me this. I'm going to go to seats, because I can't miss the previews.
Yeah, no, I really like
the previews. I hate going to movies with other people. I love going by myself.
Do you really?
I do. Sarah,
is it because everybody else bitches about how you got to get popcorn and stuff?
No. Maybe.
Maybe. Subconsciously, it just kind of drilled its way.
Sarah loves getting popcorn at the movies, too. No, it's just, I don't know. I usually go see action movies, which Sarah isn't into. So I just go by myself, and I love it. I guess sit alone. No one hassles me. If somebody comes and sits too close to me, like I feel like there are two seats, and there's like 1,000 seats free, I'll just get up and leave. Walk to a different seat. I don't even care how I don't even care how rude I look.
Make sure they know why you're leaving.
Right, you just gotta go, this bitch.
That's exactly how I was like, I don't even care. Like I'm like, if people just get in front of me, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like as loud as like that. You fucking kidding me? And I like get up, go to the row behind.
What about if they're like watching the movie and they're talking during it? Are you the kind of guy that's like, shut the fuck up? Are you the shisher?
I fester.
What'd you say?
I fester. I don't say anything because it's just not worth it to me, but I'm just like, these fucking goddamn kids.
I'll be
come
like,
to my movie theater. I pay good money.
if it's too much, I'll be like, come on. Like, I'm not a shisher. I'll just kind of make noises, and then if it gets too much, I'll be like, come on. Back. That's because I'm by myself.
I am okay, Ryan, waiting in line with you for you to get your popcorn and shit, because I did it a lot when I used to go to the theater all the time with Israel, because he loves getting fucking food. He'll get fucking nachos, hot dogs, and fucking drinks out the wazoo and stuff.
Spend like $30, man.
Yeah, I plan on spending $30 every time I go to the movies. $25.
That's way too much, man.
You gotta see him in 3D.
No.
I love them. I'm a fan. I'm a one over.
One in five, maybe.
Go see Star Trek in 3D. That's gonna be nice. Go see Iron Man in 3D. That's gonna be nice. What else? See that Thor in 3D. That's gonna be nice. Superman in 3D. That's gonna be nice.
Basically every superhero movie.
Yeah, I was gonna say you named all the Marvel movies.
I don't know if Ender's Game is in. I said Superman. He's DC.
Nah, he's Marvel.
I don't know if Ender's
Game. Pretty sure he hung out with Spider-Man at one point.
No, you're wrong.
Be cool.
Shit, there's a ton of movies. I don't even know what to do.
God damn it, Penelope. Choose a fucking location.
She doesn't. She's a wanderer.
Max is all over that couch, and she just keeps looking at it. It's like, motherfucker, he's not. Come on.
He's just sprawled out on the couch like a whore.
Oh, Penelope.
All right, well, I'm out.
You're out?
No.
No!
No, we need you.
Nah, I think it's a good length of the podcast, because I'm fucking tired as shit, too.
It's 2 in the fucking... Are you kidding me?
Huzzah for bedtime.
Yeah. Oh, man, I got to work tomorrow.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, this game.
Shit!
All right, well...
Well, thanks for coming out to the podcast, everybody. Yeah.
Thanks for coming to the podcast. Episode 101.
I made it for the first one of the new.
For the triple digits.
Ah, I feel good.
The first one of the triple digits. Hopefully, it won't be the last one up until the 200s.
See you guys in 201. Bye!
1001.
2001.
1001.
Oh, 1001. He's coming back for the quad digits.
Yeah, then he'll be back at 10.
Yeah. All right. See you, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Later.
Bye.